Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. My wife and I have been watching quite a bit of Survivor lately, the old game show. Well, I guess it's still a current game show called Survivor, where they start out with a number of contestants. The early seasons where we're watching, they start out with 16 contestants, and they go through a series of challenges. In each challenge, somebody gets voted off. So at the challenge, somebody wins an immunity necklace or idol or something, and that person cannot be voted off that round, but everybody else is fair game. And it's super interesting to see how people play the game. They can do everything right. They can treat everybody just, you know, with the utmost respect and still get voted out of the game. The prize is $1 million, so there's a lot at stakes. And there's a lot that goes into the strategy of playing the game. You want to keep the people in that can help you get the farthest in the game. And you want to vote out the people who have a chance of beating you in the end, the nice people. And you want the strong people that can carry you the farthest gone, because they can potentially win the challenges and immunity. And then you could be voted out. And It's a real game of strategy that you don't have a lot of control over, other than winning each and every one of the challenges and staying in the game. So I had to think of how that's a lot like life and business. You can do absolutely everything that's required of you. You can do everything that's asked of you. And sometimes you're still placed in circumstances, or you're still... things still happen to you that are outside of your control. You can't control everything that happens to you. That's a fact of life that we have to accept. Things happen outside of your control. What's inside of your control is what you do with those circumstances. What's inside of your control is how you react when someone yells at you, or when someone badmouths you, or they leave you a bad review on Google, or when your spouse leaves you, or when your kids tell you they hate you, or when your business partner maxes out all of your credit and then takes all of the money in the bank and leaves. Those circumstances are things that are outside of your control. It's outside of your control when your employee doesn't show up for 6 weeks because they have a sickness in the family. And so you let go of business you let go of the work that takes more than your crew can handle. And then when you don't have work for them, when they want to come back, they get upset. Those things are outside of your control. What's inside of your control is how you treat people, how you handle the circumstance you've been given, how you handle the bad reviews, how you handle past employees that may not like you anymore because of circumstances that are outside of your control and potentially outside of their control, some of them. But it's all in how you react. Everything in life comes down to your reaction. And unless you're proactive in deciding ahead of time how you'll react to certain situations. Now, obviously, you can't control, you don't know all of the situations are going to be put in. So you can't think ahead of time how you're going to act proactively ahead of every situation. Like, you can't think of all the circumstances and then come up with a scenario for what you're going to do in that time. All you can do is be the person that you need to be. Continue developing into the type of person who treats people with respect, who treats people with kindness, who is honest in their business dealings, who other people want to do business with. Not everybody's going to like you, even if you're the most perfect person out there, even if you run the most perfect, well-run ship of a business. not everybody's going to like you. You're going to have customers that don't like you. You're going to have bad reviews. You're going to have things given to you that are not ideal. How are you going to handle it? Even if you determine ahead of time, I'm going to handle everything with grace. I'm going to handle everything the way God would want me to handle it, the way Jesus himself would handle it. Until you're put in that situation, if you're not developing yourself into the kind of person who can handle situations with grace, then there's a high probability that you won't handle that situation the way it should be handled. You have to continually develop yourself. Daily. It's a daily grind. It's a daily struggle. It's a daily striving for something more, to be better, to be the bigger person, to treat your business clients and contacts and associates with respect. It's a daily thing that we have to strive for. What can I do? What can you do each and every day to become 1% better and handle situations 1% more gracefully each and every day? How much more graceful, how much better do you think we would handle things at the end of 1 year? You can't control the situations that are given to you. You can only control how you react in those situations. And if you can choose ahead of time how you'll react no matter what, that's being proactive. That comes from one of the books that my men's group went through, earlier this year, or maybe it was towards the end of last year, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Amazing book. If you haven't read it or listened to it, I highly recommend it. Be proactive. Choose to do good. Choose to handle situations with grace. Choose to deal with people respectfully. Do good work.